bertemu kembali. Kita menyaksikan sektor pelancongan terjejas teruk akibat pandemik COVID-19 dan mengambil masa panjang untuk pulih. Kini dengan lebih banyak sempadan mula dibuka, apakah tahap persediaan kita dalam era pandemik pada ketika ini? Dan persoalan paling penting, bagaimana teknologi memudahkan semua proses ini? Kita bersama dengan pengasas Borderpass, Faizal Arif, yang bersedia pada ketika ini. Faizal, thank you so much for joining us. First of all, your team came up with an app called Epic Travel App, which won the Digital Prosperity Award. Share with us, how does it work and for the app, and how will it smoothen the tourism industry recovery?
Sure. So basically, Epic's team this year is getting people moving again. And although there are about 2 billion fully vaccinated people in Epic, many of them also have their own versions of MySejahtera, as in Malaysia, or Trace Together in Singapore. For vaccination records and testing. So some vaccination testing records are still pen and paper, right? So the challenge is ensuring that the destination country is aware of these different standards, recognizes them, and that's really where APEC can act as an intermediary to facilitate that information exchange. So the app uses very simple QR codes where there's a certifying authority in each country that can verify that a person has been vaccinated and tested as per the destination's requirements. And, you know, we match the identity documents according to, whatever is presented using facial recognition. So that's pretty critical for us because, you know, at least in Malaysia, it's something like 15% of our pre-pandemic GDP, right? And if you look at the 700,000 or so unemployed Malaysians, a big chunk of them would come from the hospitality and travel industry. So we really need to get people moving again.
And also, Faizal, the ambition here is not just about the app, about traveling, but the ambition here is to automate the APEC lane, which currently runs pretty much manual. How has it been so far, and how has APEC seen the ideas?
We put up a proposal to APEC in Singapore. Basically, we'd like to automate the APEC lane, which, as you pointed out, is currently manual, and you have to apply for this APEC business traveler card. Only 150,000 cardholders worldwide as of 2014. So a very privileged group that, you know, can get the card. But if we were to sort of like broaden it a little bit and allow APEC tourists and business travelers to get in, then, you know, it could possibly have a bigger impact. Now, if you couple that with an app and the automated gate, that's precisely what APEC has been asking for in their own 2014 report, saying that we need to modernize and automate our own APEC lanes, right? So that's that. But, you know, in terms of how it's going, it's been tough because we've been around for a while. Borderpass was founded in 2014. We actually built the world's first immigration auto gate that has contactless fingerprinting and facial recognition, installed it at KLIA2 in 2016. We won 7 international awards for innovation, technology, etc. But the government shut us down after the 2018 election, giving us 48 hours notice. And we've been telling them that, you know, we can actually make a contribution here. We've got the technology, able to help facilitate safe immigration and border control. But it's been tough. We're part of the National Technology and Innovation Sandbox from OSTI. They've been writing to us, writing on our behalf to the Ministry of Home Affairs, etc. It's been tough, but we're hoping that, we put up this proposal to APEC. If APEC can then help, get us in with MIPI and also KDN, then maybe there's, a little bit of hope there. So I ramble. Sorry about that.
You touch on the political will. If we look at the recent speech by the President Xi Jinping, he called for the efforts to build an Asia-Pacific community with a shared future featuring openness, inclusiveness, innovation-driven growth, and also the connectivity and win-win cooperation. There's a political will there. But what's the main hurdles to realize digitalization of APEC border?
Well, I mean, there may be political will outside, and certainly, China has been at the very forefront of that. I think in many ways they've taken over leadership, in that sense. But we've got to start locally as well in Malaysia, right? And I won't mince my words. We've had many, many changes in government. And it's very difficult to have sticky policy, especially when you're thinking about sort of longer-term projects that last more than, you know, 2-3 years. So I think that's a frustration that we see. And it's not just border pass. It's also a whole lot of other projects that are going on in the country. So the political will, it might be there, as a collective within APEC. And it's certainly, very, very important. But, Malaysia needs to get our act together and start sort of like focusing on things that, will really move the needle in terms of our economy, unemployment, et cetera. And travel is a very, very big part of that. So, my own message is to not politicize something like this. And certainly, don't turn it into, a sort of like a money-making scheme for politicians. So, that's the local frustration that I'm feeling, across the board among many, many Malaysians.
And also the anticipation is basically crucial when it comes to technology and also digitalization, so that each country is well prepared to embrace it. We've seen how COVID-19 accelerate digital adoption, but what is the next digital or technology trend, so to speak, for APEC at least?
Sure. I mean, I'm biased as heck, but APEC's team, to be fair, is also getting people moving again. So, Najib, if you think about it, right, like of all the industries in the world, border control is the last one to be really revolutionized by technology. It's still lagging behind. I mean, some countries still use pen and paper immigration forms, right? And certainly when you think about the amount of information that has to be sort of conveyed during the pandemic, et cetera, over and above immigration information, I think, travel is really ripe for some sort of revolution. And a lot of Malaysians don't know this, but Malaysia was the first country on planet Earth to introduce automated gates at immigration at the airport. Mm-hmm. We're also the first country on Earth to start using biometric chip passports. And there is this opportunity for us to also help build automated gates in other countries. Imagine a network of APEC automated gates within the region that helps people get through seamlessly, simply, and safely. We can play a leading role in the, not just the national recovery, but the regional recovery as well. But we really need our leaders to sort of, open their eyes and, really let us get on with things and do these things. So, I'm hopeful, but we'll see how things turn out after this.
And also, Faisal, APEC is an economic cooperation which consists of countries with different background and in this context, maybe different infrastructures, bandwidth, mobile mm-hmm. penetration maybe. Will this become a main challenge for digitalization for APEC?
That used to be a big thing maybe about 10 years ago. But, if you take a look at the numbers in terms of 4G adoption, 5G plans, et cetera, Malaysia is kind of like lagging behind now. And, countries like Vietnam, et cetera, have started to, not just attract a lot more infrastructure investment, but also, FDI and things. So, it used to be a big problem. I mean, I remember back in the early days, I think a SIM card in Myanmar used to cost like $300 or something crazy like that. That's not the case anymore. We're going to see other countries leap ahead of us if we don't start to sort of like keep an eye on what they are doing. We are no longer one of the sort of like leading nations in Southeast Asia, and it's a bit of a wake-up call that. So, there's a whole bunch of things we can talk about, cabotage, et cetera, but we won't get into that.
And when it comes to technology or new app, data security is always a concern. How do you so-called entertain this topic or this segment?
That's something very close to my heart because I don't want to build something that I'm not comfortable using, right? Mm. So we've made it very clear that, right from the start that users own their own data. We're just custodians of it, and we send it, with their consent. So no sort of like creepy WhatsApp, Facebook, Google sort of marketing things that, we want to do with that. But, in the end, I think that's the most important bit. You can have all kinds of security measures, but if the intention is already not quite right, then things get more difficult. But companies like Apple have been at the forefront of this. We are great admirers of what they do with privacy and security, etc. And that's a model, that's a standard that we try to emulate basically whenever we do things.
For this kind of app right now, it's focusing more into APEC, but is there any plan expansion for the expansion outside of APEC? I know APEC consists a large chunk of the economy of the world, but outside of APEC, is there any plan in the future?
Yeah, I mean, baby steps, right? If you look at the APEC versus traveler card, it started with, I think, about two or three countries. I think it was South Korea, Australia, and I think it was Thailand, and now it's like slowly expanded over. So these things don't happen overnight, right? And if you take a look at the APEC footprint, there's a pretty good overlap with ASEAN as well, right? So if you want to make things relevant for people, frankly, you don't need auto gates and things in every ASEAN country. Even if you have just Bangkok, Suvarnabhumi, Singapore, Changi, KLIA, Bali, and Jakarta, I think that covers about 70-80% of ASEAN pre-pandemic travel traffic. So that's pretty potent if you think about it. So the amount of investment needed isn't that great. But we're not thinking of world domination. just to be clear, we're just thinking let's try do something in our own backyard. But before we even think about those things, we really need to get back to work in Malaysia at least. And we've been writing irritating letters to politicians for years, and it's been very, very tough since 2018. We keep getting recognized abroad, we aren't even recognized by our own people, and that's very sad and very tough, joke aside.
Okay, that's the reality, I would say, right now. Let's just hope the politician or the power that be, listens to this kind of innovation and all that. Thank you so much, Faisal Arif, for spending time with us.
Thanks for the interview.
Thank you so much. And good luck for APEC Travelers app. Itu bagaimana untuk kita melihat bagaimana perkembangan pemulihan pasca pandemik COVID-19. Itu akan kami rangkumkan di laman web kami, astrokmedia.com. Sekian saja, Negara Awani. Saya Najib Arif. Assalamualaikum. Salam hormat.